Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show. That, again, as a reminder, is my son who wrote, performed that song in honor of me. Thank you, Arnie. He also did an amazing music video in which he took video that we took when he recorded the song and all sorts of other things from our lives and put it to that song. It's not too often you hear a hard rock song talking about dad and his sons and love and peace. It's really kind of a fun contrast. This has been an incredibly interesting show for me. The topic was Summer is Over, but we talked about the experience of visiting Ground Zero, where Pastor Drew and I each were when we found out about 9/11 and other very big events in our respective lives. And we talked about charitable works and what we can each do to make the world a better place. In Judaism, it's called Tikkun Olam, which means to repair the world. And I believe that's one of my missions, and I try. And there's a specific repair job that I'm going to undertake, which is to help young Jesse, who lives in Agana Swedru, Ghana in Africa, get her smile back because her adult teeth have grown in behind her two front baby teeth, and she is very self-conscious. And the dental care there is not as easily and safely available. So I'm going to try to find a way through Pastor Drew of raising the funds to bring her here. And a very generous dentist in Santa Barbara has volunteered to do the work, and my family will put her up. So stay tuned. There is more on that. I hope you like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have over 4,000 moms and dads from around the world, including an incredible number from Africa, ironically. The three top cities of likes are, interestingly enough, in rotating order: Dallas, Los Angeles, and Mumbai, India. Go figure. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salin, and I highly encourage any of you that are Twitter people to join the Dad Chat. That's the hashtag or number sign followed by D-A-D-C-H-A-T with or without capitals. There's no case sensitivity to it. It is every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we have somewhere between 30 and 50 to 60 different moms and dads from mostly Canada and the United States that participate. It's a live chat with that takes place in instant time. I host it, and I would love you to join it. You can read about how those chats work on my website under the blog section. There's an article about the chat. Today's topic was Summer is Over, and next week we'll be talking and asking the question, do you give your kids allowance? Now, the interesting thing is that in my dad chat, we talked about money one Thursday, and one of the dads had this incredibly interesting plan and schedule for how he was giving his kids allowance. And for the first time in my writing career, at least for my column, A Dad's Point of View, I invited someone to co-write a column with me. And his name is Chuck Flagg, and he, in fact, co-wrote the column, which will be next week's subject, Do You Give Your Kids Allowance? So it is not an easy question. And if you do, what do they have to do for it? And if they don't have to do anything for it, what are you teaching them? So that is our topic for next week. I do want to tell you just a little bit of what we did in New York, because we talked a bit about going to Ground Zero, but I took my 14-year-old to also have a good time. And we did the following in 3.5 days. We saw four plays, including first row seats for Spider-Man, which he described as the single most fun entertainment event he'd seen in his whole life. We went to the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, Rockefeller Center, the Empire State Building, Macy's, Chinatown, Times Square, FAO Schwartz, where I played on the piano. My son was too embarrassed. The Harry Potter exhibit, Central Park, the Apple Store, the Plaza Hotel. And we had food, glorious food, including a Peking duck in Chinatown that was amazing, and the extraordinary New York pizza. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. He's getting better every week, thanks to my help. I want to thank David, who is our intern, for giving me dirty looks on a regular basis. And I want to thank our cheerleader-in-chief, Les Carroll, who is the KZSB AM 1290 station manager and a heck of a terrific guy. One of the joys of coming up here each week is sitting down and spending a few minutes with him when I arrive at the station. Thank you again for joining the Bruce Allen Show, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. I mean it. You can. It's up to you. Nobody else. Goodbye for now.